You're listening to Mind Yoga Quick Quotes with Annette Q, episode number 16. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Mind Yoga Quick Quotes. My name is Annette and I am a life coach. Each week I give my viewpoint on a quote and I try to get you to reflect within and stretch your mind a bit. Maybe thinking about what it means to you or maybe learning to think about the quote in a different way. Mind yoga is just a term I made up. Just like in regular yoga, when we learn to reflect within and stretch our bodies, I hope my insight gives you something to think about. I cannot say this enough. Our mind is so powerful. It's our most powerful muscle, and we need to exercise our minds just like we do our bodies. So bring out your mental mat and listen for the next few minutes. This week's quote is, "Sometimes it only takes one song to bring back 1,000 memories." I picked this quote because this week has been a difficult one for me. My dad passed away, and although he lived a good long life, he was 90 years young. I found myself listening to songs he loved, songs we both loved, and they brought back so many wonderful memories for me. I love music, and I'm grateful to have lived in a house where music was played, and it was played often. Growing up, we had a big stereo in our family room. It was literally a piece of furniture. It had a place for records to be played and also 8-track tapes. The thing was enormous, and it sat in front of our bay window. Between my parents' music and my older siblings' music, I rarely got to listen to what I wanted to, but I did learn to appreciate all sorts of music. From Frank Sinatra and the Supremes to Earth, Wind & Fire in Chicago, we had records and tapes of these artists and many more, and we played them all the time. And what I think is so interesting is how we can hear a song and immediately be taken back in time. Right? You hear the tune and literally you feel like you're back in the moment when that song was popular. That's because of our thoughts about the song. Our thoughts create our feelings. And so when we hear the song, whatever we are thinking about it, whatever memory it triggers, brings us our emotions associated with it. I had someone tell me once, every human emotion that has ever been felt is expressed in a song. They said someone at some point had the exact emotion as you and wrote a song about it. Do you agree with this statement? I do. I'm in awe over the people who write music. What a gift. And I'm even more in awe of people who can sing. That is one talent I did not receive, and I so wish I could carry a tune. But that doesn't stop me from driving down the highway, singing at the top of my lungs when no one else can listen. So what songs bring back memories for you? What song can you listen to and never get tired of? What song makes you laugh, thinking of times you shared with others listening to it or singing along with it? What song have you sat and listened to by yourself and maybe even cried? That's this week's challenge, my friends. Have some fun with it. Let your mind go back in time and enjoy listening to music you haven't heard in years. Think of songs that bring back thousands of memories, memories you don't ever want to forget. On a side note, the night I found out my dad passed away, I sat by candlelight out on our screen porch and listened to Frank Sinatra, his favorite singer. My Way was the first song which came on when I chose this Pandora station. My Way is a classic, and the words are so impactful. I encourage you to Google them if you don't know them. Anyway, My Way was my dad's theme song, so to speak. It's the song he sang at his retirement dinner, and it brought back 1,000 memories for me. I will always think of my dad when I hear that song, and I'll be forever grateful he taught me to appreciate music. So for this week, remember, sometimes it only takes one song to bring back 1,000 memories. What memory do you want to remember? Play that song! The challenge is on. keep your mental man out, and listen to some good music. It's always good for our soul. I want to conclude this podcast by thanking each and every one of you for listening. I truly am grateful you took the time to do so. And if you are curious if you could benefit from a life coach, sign up for a free short session on my website. It's AnnetteQ.com. And if you like my quotes, I post a daily quote on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mind Yoga with Annette Q. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Namaste.